Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the OSAA yesterday posted new updates to attendance at sporting events. According to Siuslaw Athletic Director Chris Johnson, schools will now be allowed limited ticket sales for schools. However, Siuslaw School will not be providing general public seating for their first home game. Instead, available tickets will be going to family members of the players. The reason is that head coach Sam Johnson believes that unless parents and family members are able to attend, it would not be fair to open it up for anyone in the public. Johnson also said they currently do not have the opportunity for selling tickets under the current restrictions. Attendance size can also be doubled by schools allowing for visiting team fans, but at this point it requires separate restroom facilities, which Johnson said could not be allocated for tonight's game. Siuslaw Volleyball was on the road last night in Junction City. Head coach Ashley Cole says it was a hard-fought battle, and the girls did not give up, but they were swept in three sets.
Didn't matter what the score was, they just kept fighting. I am seeing a lot of improvement with every game, and that's something to really look forward to.
Final score was 25-13, 25-21, and 25-19. Siuslaw Soccer was home against Elmira. The JV Soccer scored their third straight win, and the varsity got their first win. Vikings varsity squad blanked Elmira 4-0. Coach Tomorrow said the first goal was an accident by an Elmira defender, but Siuslaw added three more to seal the win. The Oregon State Beavers upset the UCLA Bruins yesterday. The game went into overtime, and the Beavs pulled out the victory 83-79, led by Warith Alatiche with 22 points. The Beavers now get to face the Oregon Ducks this evening with a pregame on both stations beginning at 5 p.m. KCST will join the Siuslaw Viking game at Santiam Christian on time this evening at 6:45. Duck fans can tune in to KCFM for the final minutes of the Pac-12 game. That's Coast Radio Sports for Friday, March 12, 2021.